Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Joan Cohen called in the other day, and we were grateful for that. She's the vice president of the Penn Ridge School District. Now, they're not back today due to the Jewish holidays, but they'll be back tomorrow. But they already have put a template out helping parents to formalize, I guess, the parent saying there's a medical issue here around masks. I'll let Joan put it in her own words because we want to be precise. And we were interested in Penn Ridge, as kind of the canary in the coal mine. How many people are going to take them up on this? How does that look that parents are looking to use its what's called an exception to this, which is allowed under the state mandate? Joan Cohen, VP, Penn Ridge, is with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joan, thanks for coming back. Today, of course, the schools are closed, but do you have any indication? Well, first, I think you wanted to tell us, then we'll ask you what indicators you see, exactly what this template does. What's the intention of the school board?
So some of the, and first of all, thanks for allowing me to offer the clarification. Some of the options on the form are more obvious, like if a child has a 504 or an IEP, but there seems to be some misunderstanding surrounding the medical condition option. And I just wanted to provide clarification of that. It doesn't necessarily mean that the child has a medical condition right now at this moment, but it could be that wearing a mask could cause a medical condition. And we've had many parents report to us that their children experience headaches frequently, that they can't concentrate. Of course, you know, it impedes their breath, their breathing. So that would be the case where you would check off that box to say that it could cause a medical condition. And so there was just some uncertainty and
I'm very glad you qualified. But look, I am so supportive of what you're doing. It's certainly within the power of the school board. I wish other school boards would take this central principle that mainly the parent is the arbiter of things here, and a lot of weight has to be given to that versus just what some mandate, which isn't even really a mandate in some ways, says. Right. So, Joan, what can you tell us? Do you feel that a number of people are availing themselves of using that template because of their fears for their child?
I would think that, you know, just for their child's comfort and their ability to learn well while they're in school, I think that a lot of people, based on what we've seen, you know, back in June, we lifted it for the last few days of school. And then, of course, we've been in school here since August 30th. And since that time, we've seen in our school buildings that the vast majority of not just the students, but also the staff, have been mask-free. So I would imagine that that's going to continue now with these exceptions. So we'll see, though. We don't go back to school until tomorrow.
Until tomorrow. But I'm asking, people have asked for this. Do you have some sense they can do it online, that they're considering it? Now, if the parent says they're afraid that there is a medical condition or this could cause it based upon previous experience with it, is that it? They get to make that judgment as a parent, or does a principal or superintendent or school board have to verify that? How does that work?
To my knowledge, there's nothing in our form or our announcement that indicated that there would be like a review process, if you will.
Yes.
So, you know, I can say for myself, I submitted my form for my student, and there's been no response. I think that because you don't need to have a doctor's note, that the schools are simply taking those exceptions.
I have to tell you, I am so impressed with Pennridge. Maybe I told you that the other day, because this is not a group that is saying we have the pitchforks here and we're just going to defy rule of law, such as it might be with the governor. We are acting inside what the governor has written. And thank God there is inside that the ability for parents to weigh in on this and make this decision around their child in a logical and reasonable way. And if they do, well, that's what's going to happen here. Do you see, I know we talked the other day, there was personal liability, people were going to challenge that. But this is outside that, the way that you've crafted it. So you and your legal team, I think, have crafted what I'd like to see every school district in the area do. It would empower more people, and it would be within the government's mandate.
Correct. And we have had other school districts, people from other school districts have reached out. I know that some residents in other school districts have sent it to their school boards. Some school board members from elsewhere in the state have contacted us, and we're looking at our announcement. And really, again, it just follows what the order states. We didn't add anything to it. And as you mentioned, it was reviewed by our solicitor with his input as well. So.
Nice job. Well, look, maybe tomorrow, you know, around sometime, if you just email Dan or let him know or text him, how does it look as far as our parents availing themselves of this? It'll be very interesting to see what happens. Do you have a sense, Joan, or maybe you can't from school board meetings? My sense in a lot of these districts, if it's optional, 50% of parents roughly in many districts are going to do that. 50% would not. And that's fine, because they're making the choice.
Right.
It ought to be optional.
Right. And that's the beauty of this, you know, the order, actually, the way it was written. It gives people the options, because we don't know, you know, what a student particularly struggles with. The parents know that. So, you know, it does give everybody the option to do what they're comfortable with. And again, I can only go by what we've seen before, which is that the vast majority has decided, when given the option, the vast majority has decided to go without the mask. And we can see that, you know, you can just look in a building or what have you, and you can see that people are not choosing to wear the mask. So,
does the teacher have the option of making that decision for themselves? Do they have to fill out some paperwork?
The employees may submit their own form. Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, Joan, thank you. Please keep us in the loop. I appreciate it very much.
No problem. Thank you. Take care.
All right. Now, Dan, I have to commend you. I know she called in and all, but you're staying in touch with all these folks like Joan Cohen. So thank you. And again, this is what we try to do. You're hearing from somebody now in the center of this across the state. People are contacting them because they're realizing they could help parents with this, and the parent making a decision, either there is a medical issue or they feel, based upon past experience, it's causing or could cause one. They fill it out, and then that's it. No board. Nobody's going to be, oh, my God, can you imagine? So why don't you tell your local school board about it? You can go on their website. You can get the letter. You can do that. And why don't they support that? They have the ultimate power. They're the school board. That's where it resides. Not Governor Wolf at the 12th hour and this non-doctor head of public health. It resides with the parents and the school boards. I don't think you're hearing that anywhere else. So anytime you hear Pennridge, they're just under attack in the Philadelphia Inquirer and places like that. They don't like this because I believe they're completely within the directive from the governor, and yet you get the tenor of where they're going. If the parent feels this and fills this out, then there's no review board. There's no doctor's note needed. This is kind of like the DeSantis policy here. Does that seem appropriate? Who can make a better decision on this of what's going on with their kids? Yeah, but Dom, maybe some of these parents, the kid just doesn't like it, and that's what they're going to do. All right? So is it better then to have what? A trial on each one? Can you imagine that? Bring your kid in again. Put a mask on him for a couple of hours. Then Dan Borowski or some bureaucrat will tell you, no, you don't get the exception. Next. Penridge is really, really on the cutting edge here. Ask your local school district. Don't let them tell you they don't have the power. They could do exactly the same thing. Now, if they choose not to for whatever reason, okay. But that's where the issue is.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.